Chapter 14, The Care of Orphans.
Among all whose needs demand our interest, the widow and the fatherless have the strongest claims upon our tender sympathy. They are the objects of the Lord's special care. They are lent to Christians in trust for God. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. See James 1, verse 27. Many a father who has died in the faith, resting upon the eternal promise of God, has left his loved ones in full trust that the Lord would care for them. And how does the Lord provide for these bereaved ones? He does not work a miracle in sending manna from heaven. He does not send ravens to bring them food. But he works a miracle upon human hearts, expelling selfishness from the soul and unsealing the fountains of benevolence. He tests the love of his professed followers by committing to their tender mercies the afflicted and bereaved ones. Let those who have the love of God open their hearts and homes to take in these children. It is not the best plan to care for the orphans in large institutions. If they have no relatives able to provide for them, the members of our churches should either adopt these little ones into their families or find suitable homes for them in other households. These children are, in a special sense, the ones whom Christ looks upon, whom it is an offense to him to neglect. Every kind act done to them in the name of Jesus is accepted by him as done to himself. Those who in any way rob them of the means they should have, those who regard their wants with indifference, will be dealt with by the Judge of all the earth. Shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. He shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy. See Luke 18, verses 7 and 8, and James 2, verse 13. The Lord bids us in Isaiah 58, 7, bring the poor that are cast out to thy house. Christianity must supply fathers and mothers and homes for these destitute ones. Compassion for the widow and the orphan, manifested in prayers and corresponding deeds, will come up in remembrance before God to be rewarded by and by. There is a wide field of usefulness before all who will work for the Master in caring for these children and youth who have been deprived of the watchful guidance of parents and the subduing influence of a Christian home. Many of them have inherited evil traits of character, and if left to grow up in ignorance, they will drift into associations that lead to vice and crime. These unpromising children need to be placed in a position favorable for the formation of a right character, that they may become children of God. Are you, who profess to be children of God, acting your part in teaching these, who so much need to be patiently taught how to come to the Savior? Are you acting your part as faithful servants of Christ? Are these unformed, perhaps ill-balanced minds cared for with that love which Christ has manifested for us? The souls of children and youth are in deadly peril if left to themselves. They need patient instruction, love, and tender Christian care. Were there no revelation to point out our duty, the very sight of our eyes and what we know of the inevitable working of cause and effect should arouse us to rescue these unfortunate ones? If the members of the church would bring into this work the same energy and tact and skill that they employ in the common business relations of life, if they would seek wisdom from God and earnestly study how to mold these undisciplined minds, many souls that are ready to perish might be rescued. If parents would feel the solicitude for the salvation of their own children that they should feel, if they would bear them out in their prayers to the throne of grace and live out their prayers, knowing that God would cooperate with them, they might become successful workers for children outside of their own family, and especially for those who do not have parental counsel and guidance. The Lord calls upon every member of the church to do his duty to these orphans.